USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
More controversy for Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, this time surrounding his wife, Pam. The First Lady of Virginia reportedly handed cotton to African-American children on a tour of the governor's mansion and asked them to imagine being slaves in the fields. Virginia's NAACP Executive Committee member, Philip Thompson, spoke about how the Northams seem to be out of touch.
They both dressed up as antebellum persons during Halloween, for which the NAACP did chastise them on, but it just shows a level of tone deafness that makes us wonder why is this guy still the governor of the state of Virginia?
President Donald Trump claimed Thursday that 100% of the Islamic State Caliphate, the self-proclaimed Islamic State in Syria, has been defeated. Speaking to troops in Alaska while refueling from his trip to meet with North Korea's leader, the president said, "We now have 100% of their land." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Following a closed-door interview with House Intelligence Committee at the end of his third straight day of questioning, it was announced that President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, will return to Capitol Hill next week. Democratic Congressman and the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff.
March 6th will be the next part of his testimony. The following week, on March 14th, we'll have an open interview with Felix Sater on Moscow Trump Tower. I should tell you, just to set your expectations, not every hearing is going to be like the open hearing with Michael Cohen. We're going to try to do as much as we can in open session. Some we can and some we can't. Next week with Michael Cohen, we'll continue to be in closed session.
Sater, a Russian-born executive who had worked for the Trump Organization, is a figure in probes into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. President Trump will speak at the conservative PAC conference later this week. Congressman Mark Meadows opened the event Thursday morning.
The one thing that we may be able to believe from Michael Cohen is the fact that he said there was no evidence of Russia collusion.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
4 Republican and Democratic senators are introducing a resolution to block President Trump's emergency declaration to build a barrier at the U.S.-Mexico border after House Democrats passed a similar resolution. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi touched on the issue during her weekly news conference.
Very proud of Joaquin Castro's legislation to overturn the president's ill-conceived idea about undermining the Constitution of the United States. Very proud of the work he did to have it be ready.
Pelosi and Castro, a Texas Democrat and the author of the resolution, argued that Trump's emergency declaration undermined Congress's constitutional power of the purse. The Treasury Department's latest weekly figures show that average taxpayer refunds just about the same as last year's, even with the new tax reform. The average refund check was $40 more this year than last year through the week ending February 22nd. Composer, pianist, and conductor Andre Previn has died at 89. In his body of work were 4 Oscar-winning scores for movie musicals that included 1964's My Fair Lady. Previn passed away Thursday in his Manhattan home. He was a child prodigy whose family fled Nazi Germany. As a teenager, he found work as a composer and arranger in the musical sweatshops of Hollywood, mostly at MGM. Winning 4 Oscars, he then abandoned Hollywood for a career as a classical conductor. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.